Please open your Bibles to the book of 1 Peter, the first chapter. In your Scofield Reference Bible, turn to page 1311. 1 Peter chapter 1, we'll be reading verses 1 through 9. These verses we'll read responsively. The third verse is the text verse for this morning's message. 1 Peter 1, verses 1 through 9, page 1311. And let's stand, please, for the reading of God's Word. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And let's finish together on the ninth verse. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. And let's pray. And Father, we thank you for this day. There are a lot of people in this room who've been looking forward to this day. It's their hope. It's their one chance in the week to feel better. It's their one opportunity to get what they need, to face the trials and the burdens of the week. There are visitors among us, and they have needs. We pray for thy blessing upon them. Bless the church family in a very special and wonderful way in the service today. Thank you for that which you've given to the man of God to give to us. Help us to receive it intently, deliberately. Help us to be careful hearers of thy word. In Jesus' name, amen.
I rarely ever preach an evangelistic sermon. I am covetous for you that I will preach something every Sunday that will strengthen you. I have no more enjoyable feeling than to get a note from somebody that says, "Dear Brother Hiles, you preached this morning exactly what I needed." However, there are times in the life of a church when the pastor needs to bring an evangelistic sermon. This morning I plan to do that. Every single society that's ever lived has believed in an afterlife and in their concept of heaven. You can go anywhere you want to go to any society in the world. Now, they've been tampered with by what we call modern education. They may be they're too smart to admit it, but every civilization that has ever lived has believed in some form of a place like we call heaven. Now, man's great struggle is to go there when he dies. Whether or not you believe in heaven, you'd like to wish there were one. Everybody would like to go somewhere where there's no pain, no sorrow, no heartache, no death, no separation, no sadness, no tears, no disease, and live there. Now, the important thing, if there is such a place, is how to get there. You will never hear in all of your life a simpler or plainer explanation or clearer explanation of how to go to heaven than you're about to hear. I promise you, not only is my desire to give to you what you need as a Christian, but it's my desire to search for new ways and new thoughts to explain the old way to go to heaven. I often say you don't go to heaven because you get baptized. I often say you don't go to heaven because you take communion. I often say you don't go to heaven because you live a good life. I often say you don't go to heaven because you're confirmed. I often say you don't go to heaven because you've been to confession. Now this morning I'm going to explain the philosophy behind that. If you listen very, very carefully, I'm going to give you 14 points. Now I will not dwell long on each point, but every point is built on the ones that precede. So if you listen carefully, you'll hear the simplest and clearest explanation of what it means to go to heaven you've ever heard in your life. I'll say this also. I have not preached the sermon yet, so I'm saying this by faith. If you get the tape that I'm about the sermon I'm about to preach, if you have any unsaved people for whom you're praying, and you'd like for them to hear the simplicity of salvation and have it explained logically and clearly, then you get the tape, order the tape after the service tonight, and send that tape to an unsaved person. I want to speak on the subject, made, M-A-D-E, made or begotten. I could call it created or begotten. And I want you to listen carefully as I speak, because your soul is at stake. Our Heavenly Father, bless us today as we investigate and explain the clarity of this wonderful salvation, even a way to heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Number one, there are two verbs in the Bible concerning life. There are two verbs concerning life. Follow me carefully. One is the word beget. Beget. Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. The word beget. There's a second word concerning life, and that's the word create or make. All right, you tell me the two words. First, concerning life, the first word is the word what? Everybody. Beget. And the second word is the word what? Make. We'll use the word make or create. Number two, don't miss it. Beget means to produce the same kind as yourself. To beget something means to produce the same kind as yourself. Humans beget humans. This little boy here was begotten by his mother and dad because they made the same kind as themselves. And knowing Tim Sharp as I do, that's a sad thing. But it is the so to beget means to produce the same kind as yourself. Don't leave me now. Don't leave me. I said, number one, there are two verbs concerning life. One verb is the verb beget. The second word is the verb create or make. I said, number two, the beget means to produce the same kind as yourself. Animals beget animals. Animals don't make animals or create animals. Animals beget animals. Fish do not create fish. Fish do not make fish. Fish beget fish. Birds do not make birds. Birds do not create birds. Birds beget birds. For to beget means to produce the same kind as yourself. Number three, make means to produce something different from yourself. See? God, when God made man or created man, he did not beget man. God made man. And man, though he was made in the image of God, man was not God. Consequently, God made or created man. I said, number one, there are two verbs concerning life, beget and made or create. I said, number two, beget means to produce the same kind as yourself, and make means to produce something different, life different from yourself. A man makes a house. A man makes a statue. A bird makes a nest. An animal makes a dwelling place. Now, an animal begets another animal, but he makes a dwelling place. A bird begets another bird, but a bird makes a nest. I say number four, Jesus was begotten. Jesus was begotten, which means that Jesus was another in the form of his own, of Jehovah God. So, Jesus was begotten. John 3:16. And for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Didn't say God made Jesus. Didn't say God created Jesus. He was begotten. So he was another, just like the one that made that begot him. So Jesus was begotten. John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. So the Father gave life to the Son and made another like himself. So he is God. Jesus is God. Now that's, see, the people, that the preachers across America and the theologians and the Bible colleges and seminaries that say that Jesus is not God would have to say then say that God made Jesus. But he's not the only made of God. Didn't say, we beheld his glory, the glory is only made of the Father, or only created of the Father. No, it didn't say, for God so loved the world, yet he gave his own made Son, or his own created Son. No, Jesus is the only begotten Son of the Father. And that's why I detest with a purple passion the Revised Standard Version of the Bible. It leaves the word begotten. It says he gave his own Son. No, wasn't his own Son. I'm a Son of God, and Jesus was not the only Son of God, but he's the only begotten Son of God. All right? I said, number one, there are two verbs. Don't miss it now. There are two verbs concerning life, beget and created. I said, number two, beget means to produce the same kind as yourself. I said, number three, make or create means to produce something different from yourself. Number four, Jesus was begotten. Hey, number five, you were made. You were created. When God made Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, Adam was not begotten by God. He was made by God. So, okay, like the statue that man makes. You beget your son, but you make a statue of your son, as it were, please. So like you make the statue, you were made. Don't miss that now. You were not begotten. You were made. When God created Adam and Eve, and you better listen to this, because some of you are going to die and go to hell because you don't listen to what the preacher says. I say you are made. You're not begotten. You're made. Number six, animal life was created or made. Number seven, the created or made cannot live forever. Only God's eternal. Consequently, you cannot live eternal. See what I said? I said you cannot live eternally. Because the created is not eternal. The begotten of God. Jesus is the only begotten of the Father. Consequently, Jesus always was and always will be. He's the eternal Son of God. Never was a time when there was no Jesus, and never will be a time when there is no Jesus, because he is begotten of God. He is God. The object of God's, the Father's gift to the world. All right? So the created cannot live forever. But now, wait a minute. God wants you to live forever. God wants you to live forever. But since you are created, you cannot live forever. You better listen. You cannot live forever since you were made or created. Because only the begotten lives forever. Number eight, so God offers you a chance to be begotten. I'm going to give it again. Number one, there are two words concerning life, beget and create. Number two, beget means to produce the same kind as yourself, and made or create means to produce something different from yourself. Number four, Jesus was begotten. Number five, you were made. Number six, animal life was made or created. And seven, the made or created cannot live forever. And unless something happens to you to help you get begotten, you're going to go to hell when you die. So I don't believe it won't change it a bit. You have got only that which is begotten of God can live forever. But you weren't begotten of God. You were created by God. And the created cannot live forever. So God offers you a chance to be begotten. So you can live forever. Hey, I got good news for you. You can live forever. Now, you can sit there and go to sleep and laugh at the preacher and think it's not very important to die and go to hell and burn forever, but you don't have to. You can go to heaven and live forever. You can. God's made a plan. Jesus in John, Revelation 1:5, is called the first begotten. In 1 John 5:18, though, it talks about us who are saved as being the begotten of God. I, as you see me now, this flesh,
was made. It was one of the better jobs that God has done, but it was made, you see. But there is also something in me that was begotten. And, all right, in 1 Peter 1:3, we read a while ago, who hath begotten us? God hath begotten us. So, if you sit there this morning, I don't care what you do, join the church, take the Lord's Supper, take communion, get confirmed, get sprinkled as a baby, confess your sins to the priest, observe all the holy days, you live a good life, I don't care what you do, you're still made, you're still created, and the made or created cannot live forever. Only the begotten can live forever. And God, who loves you so much, God looked down from heaven and God said, I want you to live forever. I do not want you to die. I want you in heaven with me. The reason I created you was for fellowship with me, and I want you there. So God said, there is a way where you can live forever, but you must be begotten. And that's what's called the new birth. You folks are not saved this morning. You've heard people talk about the new birth. You've heard preachers say you must be born again. You've heard some people in this age especially talk about, I'm a born-again Christian. Now, what does that mean? That means that a person who is made or created is also begotten. And only the begotten can live forever. So you must be begotten. All right? Number 9. Hence, then, if you are begotten, you will be both created and begotten. Look at me. Boy, when I see a Christian sitting there like he can't wait to get out to eat lunch, I wonder, is that man really saved? Can a guy get up here and talk about going to heaven when you die someday, and a born-again Christian yawn and go to sleep and look disinterested? Boy, I want to reach out and shake you and say, listen, is it real or is it not real? Is there a heaven or not? Is there a hell or not? Is it true that I'm not going to go to hell? Well, I ought to have a spell then. Is it true that I'm going to heaven? And why shouldn't I throw a fit and shout the praises of my God? You listen to me. You've got to die. And if you are only created when you die, you'll go to hell. You've got to get begotten before you die, because begotten is the only thing that can live forever. Number 10. When the created dies, the begotten continues to live. There are two Jack Hileses, the created one and the begotten one. September 25th, 1926, this body was created. It was made. I was begotten of my mom and dad, and they were created beings. In August of 1937, I was born again. I was begotten. When this body dies, and it will die because there's nothing here in my body that can live forever, that which was begotten will live forever. Now, you have until the time that you breathe your last breath to get begotten. If you don't get begotten before you breathe your last breath, you die and go to hell. If you don't get begotten before you breathe your last breath, oh, you sound a Catholic. I don't care what you are. I'm Presbyterian. I don't care what you are. You can join a Presbyterian church this Sunday, and the Catholic the next Sunday, Christian Reformed the next Sunday, and the Nazarene the next Sunday, and the Church of God the next Sunday, and the Pentecostal the next Sunday, and the Baptist the next Sunday, and the Jewish Synagogue the next Sunday, and the Presbyterian the next Sunday, and the Methodist the next Sunday, and the Disciples of Christ the next Sunday, and die and go to hell if you don't get begotten. You can get baptized one Sunday, sprinkled one Sunday, dip one Sunday, dry clean one Sunday, and confirm one Sunday, have some dust, ashes on your head one Sunday, celebrate Good Friday one Friday, Easter Sunday one Easter, Maundy Tuesday, and Fat Wednesday, and Skinny Thursday, and Medium Sized Friday, and Whopping Big Saturday, and die and go to hell if you don't get begotten. Now you listen to me. You better face this thing. The body dies. There's nothing that was created that can live forever. You've got to get begotten. When the created dies, the begotten continues to live. Number 11, no amount of improvement can change the created into begotten. No amount of improvement can change the created into the begotten. You can baptize the created, but it is not begotten, and only the begotten lives forever. You can serve communion to the created, but it won't live forever. You can put the created's name on the church roll, but it won't live forever and will not become begotten. The created can turn over a new leaf, but it won't become begotten. The created can pay its debts, but it won't become begotten. The created can be a good husband or father or mother or wife, but the created can... There's nothing you can do to the created to make it begotten. This was born of my mom and dad, September 25th, 1926, and brother, there's no way you can stop that. But hallelujah, praise to His name, in August of 1937, somebody told me the wonderful story of how I could be born again. And I was begotten. I was begotten. And the moment I was begotten, Christ came into me. And I have the same life in me that Jesus had in Him and the Father had that He gave to His Son in Bethlehem. I'm begotten. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. I'm redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed. I'm begotten. Now, you can't change the created. See, man doesn't want to admit he's got to get begotten before he goes to heaven. But you can't change the created to make it begotten. Number 12, there must be a seed. There must be a seed. You know why you're living? Because there was a seed planted in the womb of your mother. That's why you're living. If there is no seed, there is no life. So you were given the same life from your mom and dad because they begat you that they have, which is only a created life because of that seed. But there must be a seed to get you begotten. And my Bible says it's that book right there. That book is more than just a book. That book is more than just a paperweight for your coffee table. That book is more than just something you've got to read every night because the preacher said you won't be a good Christian if you don't. That book is the eternal seed. That's what it means. The Bible says regenerate. It means regened. Here are the genes right here. And the Word of God is the seed that is necessary for you to be begotten. I said number one, there are two verbs concerning life, beget and create. I said number two, beget means to produce the same kind as yourself. I said number three, created or made means to produce something different from yourself. I said number four, Jesus was begotten of the Father. I said number five, you were made or created. I said number six, animal life was created. I said number seven, the created cannot live forever. That means you, as a created person, no matter how good you are, you can't live forever. No matter what church you belong to, you can't live forever. I said, number eight, God offers you a chance to be begotten so you can live forever. I said, number nine, hence you then will be both created and begotten. I said, number ten, when the created dies, the begotten continues to live. When you walk by and look at my body at this altar right here, and you look in my face, and my lips are stilled, and my tongue is quiet, and my eyes are shut, and my hands are crossed across my breast, and you look at my body, let me tell you something. There was something that was inside that body that is now departed that body, which will live forever. And as long as God lives, I live. As long as Jesus lives, I live. Why? Because God the Father begot the Son, and God the Son begot me, and Christ is in me, the hope of glory, and that's eternal. You better face it. Laugh at it. Go ahead. It's your soul. It's your hell. Your eternity. You better face it. I said number 10. When the created dies, the begotten continues to live. I said number 11. No amount of improvement can change the created into the begotten. Number 12. There must be a seed. 1 Peter 1:23. Born not of corruptible seed or created seed, but incorruptible seed, which is begotten seed. Number 13. Let me give you that seed. Listen carefully. I'm going to give you the seed this morning that can get you begotten so you can live forever. The seed of the Word of God. Romans 3:10. There are four things you've got to know. Number one, you've got to know that you're a sinner. Romans 3:10, there's none righteous, no, not one. That's the seed. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's the seed. That's the seed. Listen. That's the seed. You've got to know that you're a sinner. Secondly, you've got to know that you're lost and on your way to hell. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. Matthew 25:41, then shall it say to those on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, to everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Revelation 20:15, and those not found written in the book of life were cast into the lake of fire. Do you know you're a sinner? Or at the seed says so. Do you know you're going to hell? The seed says so. Number three, you've got to know that Jesus, God's Son, came into the world, lived a perfect life, rose triumphantly from died for your sins and rose from the grave for your justification, and is at the right hand of the Father even now as your intercessor. Jesus paid your price. You've got, well, how about the seed? For as one, well, by one man sin entered into the world, death by sin, so death came for all men, for that all have sinned. How about the seed? But God committed His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's the seed. That's the seed. Now, the fourth thing, first thing you've got to know is that you're a sinner. That's the seed. Second thing, you're lost without God. Third thing, Christ has paid the penalty for you, suffered your hell, bore your punishment, become your judgment for you on the cross, and risen after 72 hours. Fourth thing you've got to know, if you today will quit trying to save yourself and quit trusting your church and quit trusting your pope and quit trusting your priest and quit trusting your rabbi and quit trusting your preacher and quit trusting your good works and quit trusting your good deeds and quit trusting your baptism and quit trusting your confirmation and quit trusting your communion and trust Jesus by faith. That moment, the seed has taken place, and faith is that which germinates the seed. You put your faith in Christ, that germinates the seed. That seed, forgive the terminology, but that seed is impregnated by your faith. When your faith makes contact with that seed, which is the Word of God, then that seed is impregnated, and listen, just as life begins at conception, and whoever has an abortion is a dirty murderer. When the Word of God is impregnated by your faith, that moment, you're alive. You're alive. You're living. You've been born again. And now you've been begotten. And that's why 1 John 5 could talk about us as being the begotten of the Father. I'm created. I'm also begotten. Number 13, I gave you the seed. Number 14, I've given it to you. Faith germinates that seed. I'm so sick of preachers wearing clerical garb, posing as men of God, trying to tell you that the created can go to heaven. I was in Milford, Ohio, Ramada Inn. There was a fellow in a clerical garb over here. And I walked over to him and I said, "Sir, could you do me a favor? I want to go to heaven when I die." I said, "Would you tell me how I can go to heaven when I die?" Well, he said, "You got to do good." I said, "Okay, let me have, I got a piece of paper here. Let me write down what good I've got to do. Because I want to go to heaven more than anything in all the world." I said, "What have I got to do good?" Well, he said, "You got to pay your debts." I wrote down pay debts. He said, "Four or five more." I said, "What else have I got to do?" He said, "A lot more." I said, "Okay, what is it? Write it. Let me know what it is." Well, he said, "You got to do a lot of good." I said, "How much good?" Well, he said, "You got to join the church." I said, "Which church?" He said, "The Catholic Church." I said, "Okay, if I do good and join the Catholic Church, is that no?" He said, "You got to take the sacraments." I said, "What sacraments?" He listed those. I said, "Sir, then will I go to heaven?" Well, he said, "Don't know for sure." And I looked at him and I said, "You imposter. You imposter." I said, "The truth is I'm going to heaven when I die, and I can tell you how to go to heaven. You better listen to me for a while instead of me listening to you." I said, "You're a fake. Dressed there in a clerical garb and can't even tell anybody how to go to heaven." Well, bless God, I can tell you how to go to heaven. Not because you're good, because the truth is you're not good. It's because you have been begotten. When the seed of the Word of God, as I put it to you this morning, and by the way, you folks are unsaved this morning, will never get away from the seed I play in. You'll never get away from it. You may not like me right now, but you'll remember all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You may get mad at me and say, "I'll never come to hear him again," but you'll hear me again. You'll hear me while you sleep tonight. The wages of sin is death. I'll never hear him again. Oh, you'll hear me over and over again. You'll hear me say, then shall those, he said, those on the left hand depart from me, ye cursed, to everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Yeah, you'll hear me again. And you'll even sit here and hear me again because you'll remember where you sat. Now, the honest, simple truth is, brother, let's quit playing. I mean, let's just quit playing. If there's a heaven, if there's a hell, let's find out how to get to heaven in this hell. Quit fiddling around. I said there are two words concerning life. One is created or made. The other is begotten. I said beget means to produce the same kind as yourself. To make means to produce something different from yourself. Jesus was begotten. You were made. Since you were made, you can't live forever because the made cannot live forever. But God offers you a chance to be begotten so you can live forever. Hence, you will be both created and begotten. When the created dies, the begotten continues to live. No amount of improvement can change the created into the begotten. There must be a seed, which is the Word of God. I've given you that seed. And you put your faith in Christ, that germinates the seed, which is the Word of God. And brother, life comes. Not created life, but begotten life. The life of Jehovah God Himself comes in you to live. When that life comes in you to live, you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. You've been born again. And then when this whole, your old body passes away, there's something that'll take its flight into the clouds of glory and live forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. But brother, if you live in heaven forever, you won't live there as a created being. You'll live there as a begotten being. Now, you can be begotten this morning. Right here in this room, you can be begotten if you want to be. Now, take your prejudice and put it aside. Forget whether you're a Catholic, Baptist. You've always wondered, too. Forget that you're a Baptist. Forget that you're a Catholic. Forget that you're a Presbyterian. Forget you're an Episcopalian. And realize that you are a created being, and a created being cannot live forever. You've got to get begotten. And begotten means when you put your faith in Christ, that seed begets this blessed Word, and life comes, and you will be begotten. And that which is born when you put your faith in the seed, and the seed, your faith makes contact with God's holy seed, that brings forth new life, just like the seed of a man brings forth new life in the womb of a woman. And you will have been born again. And when you die, physically, that which is born again will not die. Let me illustrate. Brother Colston. Not yet. I'll use you in a minute. I'm representing right now. I just want to wake you up. Get you prepared. All right? I am God. Now, that'll get around the country in a hurry. Now, Ohio's just saying is God. I'm God. And I'm going to create or make you. Stand up here. Right there. Now then, is he like me? You better know he's not like me. No, because he is only a created being. Did I beget him? Yes or no? No, I did not beget him. All right? Now, he's got between the time that I created him and the time that he dies to get begotten, or he's going to go to hell. Is that right? All right? But there came a day, how old were you when you got saved? 12 years old. There came a day when he realized he was a sinner. The seed was given to him. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I'm going to let Brother, who's there over there? All of a sudden, Brother Colston put his faith in Christ. When he put his faith in Christ, it made contact with this eternal seed. And new life was born. Stand beside him, Brother Rich. New life was born. This life is created. That's begotten. If he hadn't gotten that one before this one died, he would have gone to hell when he died. Now then, one day, Brother Colston is going to pass away. So have a seat. That which was created is dead. That which was begotten is still living. Let me have this mic right here, please.
And let's do it again. Brother Colston was created. All right. I'm going to get him ready for heaven. I'm going to fix him all up here. I'm going to comb his hair. Make him look real. If this is catching, you'll lose every hair you got in your head, son. But I'm going to comb his hair. I'm going to straighten his tie. Make him look real good. I'll make him a good fella. I'm going to make him where he won't drink or smoke or curse or steal or lie or commit adultery or do anything wrong. Boy, this is some guy. But he's still created. It isn't making this one good that makes him live forever. It's getting that one alive before this one dies makes him live forever. Hey, I'm gonna baptize you as a baby. I'm gonna confirm you. I'm gonna put some ashes on your head. It's Ash Tuesday.
Wednesday.
How you know all about that stuff? It's Ash Wednesday. And he's gonna go to church every Sunday. He's gonna tithe. He's gonna pay his debts. Be a good guy. But can he live forever? No. If he dies, this is what's gonna happen to you. Look at me. When he dies, but look at this, because it's gonna happen to some of you. He dies. No matter how good he dies. Paul was a good man, but he died. Florence Nightingale was a good woman, but she died. He dies. Where is he? He's in hell. Why? Because there was nothing begotten while he was living. But I created him at 12 years of age. He was begotten. Created cannot live forever. Begotten can live forever. Why? This was done from his mom and dad. This was done from the Word of God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. So when he dies, he can live forever. Thank you. Suppose I put you up here. Suppose I put you right there this morning and had you stand up as a human being. You say, I'm pretty good. Pretty good won't do it. Begotten does it. I join the church. Join the church won't do it. Begotten does it. Created people that are good still don't have that which can live forever. Begotten does it. Now this morning, you've heard the Word of God. That's the seed. Right there. All you've got to do this morning is put your faith in the Savior who died on the cross as your substitute and make Him your hope for heaven and not your good deeds. And the moment you do that, the faith that you put in Christ germinates this seed. And that seed brings forth new life. And when the old life dies, that which was born of this seed lives forever. You can improve your daddy's seed all you want to. You can have your daddy's seed join every church it wants to join. You can baptize your daddy's seed and do anything you want to with your daddy's seed. But your daddy's seed is temporal and not eternal. But my heavenly daddy's seed is eternal. And this morning, if you would look and realize that you're a sinner and that you're lost and that Christ Jesus paid the price for your sins, and you'd put your trust and faith in what Jesus did for you, the moment you do that, your faith makes contact with God's eternal seed and new life comes and you're born again. And when the doctor says he's gone, he's gone. You'll be up in heaven looking down, making faces at the doctor saying, you're crazy. I'm not gone. I'm here. I'm alive forevermore. Why? Because I got begotten in addition to being created. Would you bow your heads, please?